Please draw the curtains. Please bring in the witness, JJ. Good morning, witness JJ. Good morning, witness JJ. Good morning. We're going to continue with the cross-examination by the accused. So I now give the floor then to the defense. Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning again, madam. Good morning. Now, during the examination in chief by the prosecution, you mentioned the name of Mr. Bungu and Bizirima as among the rapists. Is that correct? They were among the rapists and they were in Tramwe. Who are the people that these rapists raped? As I already told you, there are many of us, and we had come from many different sectors. Were Mr. Bungu and Bizirima, were these two persons currently in prison? Yes, they are in prison. Yesterday you stated that all of the women that were raped at the same time as yourself were killed in the compound of the Bureau Communal. Please explain to us how you managed to survive. I survived thanks to Providence, because you could not hide into any of the neighbors' homes. During the examination in chief by the prosecution, you stated that your sister was also raped. Is that correct? My younger sister was not raped, but she was cut with machetes and she was seriously wounded. She was almost dead. But before killing her, the ones who killed her first raped her. Can we have some clarification on this? According to the interpretation, he said my sister was not raped. Full stop. That she was wounded, and that before killing her, that she was raped. That's some contradiction there. She was not raped at the communal office. She was raped in the place where they caught her near our home. So you're saying that she was not raped in the cultural center, is that correct? Asked the president. That's correct. She was not among those who was raped in the Bureau Communal. So it was later on that she was seriously wounded using a machete, and the persons who killed her raped her first. Is that correct? She was wounded, and later they raped her, but that was in the countryside at their place. Was she raped and then wounded, or wounded and then raped? They raped her, and then they cut her with a machete. Counsel, you have the floor. Thank you, Mr. President. You said that women were raped in several locations. In this case, in the banana field or in the cultural center, and also along the road. In what location exactly was your sister raped? They killed her in my native Cedril, and they killed her there and raped her there. They raped her before we had arrived at the Bureau Communal, because when we arrived, where I was hiding, she was already seriously wounded. She had been cut using machetes. When you arrived there, did you exchange any words? I laid her down where I was, and I asked for help to try to heal her wounds. Which wounds? She had been cut by machetes. They had cut her with machetes. Did she tell you herself that she had been raped? She was the one that told me that before she was cut using machetes, first she was raped. In the end of the killings, how did you leave the Bureau Communal? It was in the morning. Since I had a child on my back, I went to buy a kind of a donut for the child. On my return towards the communal office, I encountered two young people who asked me where I was going, since all the others that were with you had just been killed. I stopped there on the road, and when I saw a few meters away, I saw a group of people who were carrying Mr. Interere in their arms, and Interere was imprisoned in the communal office itself, and his legs had been broken. They had placed him in a prison before they killed him because they thought he had a lot of things they could tell him, so they wanted to question him first because he was a big intellectual. He was even a professor at the university. When I saw them carrying Interere, I turned around. I turned around and I went into a banana field, and I arrived in a sorghum field. I spent an entire day there in the sorghum field. In the meantime, the Interahamwe were pursuing people everywhere, and they were looking for survivors here and there, because on that same day, the killings had taken on a completely another dimension. If I understand you correctly, the girls were killed before or after the death of Ntereye. They weren't only the women that were killed, they were also women. I was a survivor, because I had left to buy this donut for my child. You did not respond to my question, madam. When I arrived at the Bureau Communal, they had brought the girls, or taken them, rather, and it was after that that these two boys told me that the girls had been killed. That is when I turned around. Since the boys had just told me that there are lots of Interahamwe near the Bureau Communal and that I may also be killed, I turned around. I couldn't go in to where the people were being killed. Which boys are you talking about? Young boys who saw me at the Bureau Communal when I was with the others. These were not Interahamwe? No, they weren't Interahamwe. They were children who just came to look and watch. You also talked about a Mr. Kambange. You said he was killed and that you had witnessed his killing. Is that correct? With the death of Kambange, first of all, they took him in my cellule under the pretext that he had been caught with some RPF documents. Do you know who killed him? I know that he was killed at the Bureau Communal, and I also know that when they had taken him in my cellule, he had already been wounded because he was bleeding from the mouth. He was bleeding above the ear and also bleeding from the mouth. How many people were killed in your family? I cannot count them. There are a very, very large number of them. There are very many. Those are the family of my mother and the family of my father. I am alone. Even in the family of my family-in-law. Yesterday you said that you had been pursued by neighbors. Can you give us the name of some of these neighbors? Or unless I were to give the names of the entire cellule. I say this because in my area, everyone attacked the Tutsis. Everyone went to attack Tutsis no matter where they were. And the people, the two boys rather, that were talking to you, were they Hutus or were they Tutsis? They were Hutus. Sometimes you would meet Hutus who had a good heart and did not have a savage heart. So not all the Hutus were against all the Tutsis then, asked counsel. I cannot judge everyone. I'm only accusing the incorrect actions of those persons who committed such actions. Because sometimes I would go to families that would give me something to eat. I could not go 2 days without eating. So I would go some places and I would be given something to eat. And I cannot say that all Hutus killed because there's a difference between Hutus and killers. You were with your sister in the beginning. Later you were separated. Can you please tell us in what circumstances you were separated? At a certain point in time we left the Bureau Communal and we started to look for warm water to heal my wounds and to wash. No, I mean before she was attacked. Before she was cut, and before she was attacked. You know, during the war, everyone goes to their own side. People tend to go towards one side or the other. We met in a forest later on. On that same day, the day they were at, she was attacked, it was like she was a dead person. Around the evening time, she gained consciousness again. Because her blood was still warm. She tried to drag herself and then she finally came. She found me in a forest. This was around 7 o'clock in the evening. I was so shaken because when she arrived where I was located, she had almost no blood. She was very dehydrated. She had almost no blood left. And I had nothing to give to her to help her recuperate her lost blood. So then we went to the Bureau Communal. And when we left the Bureau Communal, she was able to speak and to tell me what had happened to her, who had attacked her. And while we were hiding here and there in the sorghum fields, they attacked her and killed her. They killed her in the sorghum fields where we were hiding. When they killed her, I left her in a sorghum field and I went looking for something to eat for her because I realized that she had become very weak. And when I had returned, I did not find her. I looked everywhere for her, but I did not find her. Afterwards, I was able to learn of who had killed her. They are in the hands of the authorities today. And that is how she was taken away. Madam, I'd like to speak a little bit about the rape, your own rape. I'd like to know at which exact location you were raped and how many times. I cannot count the number of times they raped us. When you would meet the attackers, each time you encountered attackers, they would rape you. Once you were in an attack, the attackers would go and rape you at the same time. And when you, next time an attack occurred, once again you'd be raped. As soon as they realized that you were a woman, after being raped, they would tell you to leave. We know you're going to encounter other people who will kill you. When we arrived at the Bureau Communal, we hoped that the authority would defend us, but we were quite surprised to the contrary. Were you raped in the forest? Anywhere I would go, if I encountered any attackers or assailants, they would rape me, even in the sorghum fields. Is this also the case in the forest? Is that right? Even in the forest, I was raped. Because I would go here and there, I didn't know where to go. On the 25th of April, you say you were raped in the forest. By how many persons were you raped? When I talked about the 25th, this was only an approximation. I gave that date, but I don't know the exact date. Because I know that the war broke out around the 20th of April. Please allow the tribunal to ask, because you raised the question and the answer was not given. Please, we're going to ask the question again. We're going to ask again the question concerning how many times the witness was raped. Yesterday she said she was raped only in the cultural center. Today she's adding the forest. So we're going to ask how many times she was raped and where. Microphone, please. She stated yesterday for the first time that they brought me into the cultural center. And the first time I was brought into the cultural center and that they passed by Akaizu and they saw the Interahamwe. I did so, Your Honor. I've translated already. You told us yesterday that the Interahamwe brought her into the cultural center and that she passed by Akaizu while going into this room. Is that right? Yes, that's right. Once you were in the room, the Interahamwe then fell upon her to rape her. Is that correct? Yes, that's what I said yesterday. Yes? Okay, says the president. Now, with regards to her, she said a young man entered into a corner of this room. Yes, that's right. He took his clothing off and threw his clothing on the floor. Is that correct? And then had relations with me. I prefer to use that terminology than to go into more detail. Had relations with me there in that location. Yes, that's what I said yesterday. This man had relations with me twice. And then another person came to do the same. Yes, that's correct, says the witness. So here there are two persons, but three acts. And then a third person came again, and then he used a condom in order to enter me. Yes, that's what I said, says the witness. So I understand that in this room, there were four acts with three different persons. And it was stated that the following days, their Interahamwe would come to visit us, to beat us. You also talked about a meeting which took place between Jean-Paul Auguste and then after that, the Interahamwe brought us again to the cultural center. It was like we were dead. We could no longer walk. Yeah, yes, Akaizu, the teachers, and also the businessmen. No, I was saying the Interahamwe. After that, the Interahamwe brought them into the room again. says the president. And she said it was like she was dead, she could hardly walk. So that in this room, she said she was raped only twice on that occasion.
That is what I said. So, if I understand rightly, in the room of the cultural center, she was raped 6 times. How many times was she raped in the forest? Once, I remember that a group of assailants raped me. Was that in the forest? Yes. Once or several times. I was as if I was dead. I had become numb. Sometimes they raped me and I would not even feel it. So I cannot say exactly how many times they raped me. So then, would say that they raped you at least 7 times. At least 7 times. Because there are other times that you do not remember. I met a group of assailants before. What did you say? The group of assailants which raped me was before I reached the commune. This was still in the rural area. So if I understand rightly, she was raped before she reached the cultural center. Yes. So in the final analysis, she doesn't know how many times she was raped. She was raped several times, at least 7 times. I just want to have an idea of what happened to her. Thank you. Counsel, you have the floor once again. Judge Pillay has the floor.
Well, I think it's fair to that the evidence you gave yesterday is reported correctly. So what you said yesterday was the first rape that occurred was in this forest near the primary school where you were raped twice. And that was before you were taken to the cultural center. That's what you said yesterday. Do you confirm that?
I had just arrived at the commune. That is where we got off before we entered the commune. Otherwise, before reaching the commune, I met groups of other assailants who raped me. I talked of this rape in the forest before talking of rapes that were committed within the room. Otherwise, I was near the commune.
That's what you told us yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification. I give the floor to the council. Thank you, Mr. President. When you were raped in the forest, did the Interahamwes use condoms? The person who raped me in the forest near the commune never used a condom. When you were raped in the forest, were you raped by one person or by several persons? In the forest behind the primary school, it's only one person who raped me. In the month of April, you declared that you were raped by 3 persons. Maybe I was confused or I made a mix-up because at some time and point I spent the night elsewhere and the other people raped me in the house where I spent the night. Before coming, I mentioned all these people and maybe there is a confusion. As concerns the cultural center, did the rapists use condoms? Only one person used a condom. The others raped me without using a condom. How many persons raped you without using condoms? For the first group, since there were 4 in number, 3 persons did not use condoms. We didn't hear what the president is saying. Could the president use his mic? I think it's a bit painful to take her through the same experience again, unless you are insisting on the number of times. I think we could go over that. Mr. President, I understand, but there are a number of contradictions. In fact, she was raped so many times that she no longer remembers the exact number of times. Well, she gave so many details. So just remind her exactly of what she said. That is what I'm doing, says the counsel. Counsel, you said that you saw Mr. Kaisu at the entrance of the cultural center and that Mr. Kaisu, was telling the women that henceforth He should not be asked the question as to what the taste of Tutsi women is. Is that correct? We could correct. This question was addressed to the Interahamwe, not to the women. That question by Mr. Akaesu was addressed to the Interahamwe and not to the women. When they dragged us for the second time into the room, they left us in front of the Bureau Communal, and later on, when they were raping us, he approached the place and told them, don't ask me any longer what the taste of a tasty Tutsi woman is. Was he addressing the women or the Interahamwe or both groups? He was addressing these young men who were torturing us, who were humiliating us in this house. You said that Mr. Kayesu did not participate in the rape. Is that correct? Why would he then be talking of the taste of Tutsi women? I did not. I wouldn't say that he was involved, but he was the one supervising these acts of rape. Could you describe to us the interior of the cultural center? It is a house with cement steps on with various levels. With various levels. Is that all? There is no room in that hall, in the hall of the Bureau Communal, except the staircase which is found in the middle of the room or the hall. During the events, madam, you said that you were wounded. In what part of the body were you wounded? A policeman who was with Kayesu and who came late at night wounded me behind the ear. He found me when I was trying to pick up my child who was lying down when others had already run away. He hit me with the butt of the gun behind the ear, and the place was open, the spot was open. Are there scars on that spot? The place healed, so there is no scar on the area, on the spot. There is no scar. Yesterday, you also stated that the girls who were raped were thrown into a river. What river were they thrown into? There were girls who came from the Bogoba sector. They were thrown in River Bogoba. How far is that river from the Bureau Communal? Since the Bogoba sector and Murohe sector of the Taba commune are neighboring to the Shiongi commune of Kigali, this river divides the Taba commune from the Shurongi commune. This river is approximately how many kilometers from the Bureau Communal? I do not know. That would be known by somebody who has been to school. How were the dead bodies, conveyed to that river? They did not carry the corpses, because late at night, the girls slipped away and went home, went to their houses. And when they arrived home, groups of assailants in their neighborhood took them to the river. But you were at the Bureau Communal. How did you know this? There is a neighbor who came from Kabwai who told me that on return to Kabwaye, he found that the girls had been thrown into the river. It is when I asked him of the news of about, when I asked him about the girls with whom we're together at the commune, that is when he told me that the girls had been thrown into the river. A last question. At what moment did you give your child to Mr. Bai Senge and Mrs. Kabayana? I do not remember the exact date, but I think that must have been at the end of April, beginning of May. Early May. And on what date did you finally leave the Bureau Communal? I do not remember the date, but I know that it was still in the month of April. I remember that at that time it was raining a lot, but I do not remember the exact date. It was still raining. We were always in rain throughout the day. At that time, I could not distinguish or associate dates to days. If I understand rightly, you had given your child before you left the Bureau Communal. No. I had already left the commune, the Bureau Communal. I have already explained to you that when I was at the commune, I had my baby on my back. It is when I went to buy a beignet, some donut, that I met people who told me that those who were with me had been killed, and then I had to turn back. I have finished, Mr. President. Thank you, madam. We'll give the floor to the prosecution, and thereafter I will give the floor to Judge Pillay.
Thank you, Your Honor. I only have one question for you, Witness JJ. And that is, of your immediate family, I believe you said it was a family of 10 that you were with, how many of those persons survived? Yeah.
Three people.
At the time that you saw Akayezu in front of the culture center at the entrance, is this the same entrance that you showed us on the diagram in which you were taken through? Where we put the arrow?
Yes, he was at the entrance, which is opposite the road, not the entrance behind.
For your testimony.
Thank you, Prosecutor. I give the floor to Judge Pillay.
Witness JJ, you said that you heard the accused tell the Interahamwe about the taste of Tutsi women. Did you actually hear that on your own, or did someone tell you that?
Nobody told me. I heard it myself. He was standing just at the entrance to the room where we were being raped. And he spoke in a loud voice. He was not whispering. He didn't speak in a low voice. He was talking as if someone were encouraging a player.
When you were interviewed by the investigator for the prosecution, did you tell them about this?
I think I talked about this to a group that came, but I do not remember exactly who it was.
And did you make a written statement?
I saw them take notes, but I do not know whether that is what they wrote.
Did you sign any statement?
I believe I signed a few documents, some documents.
Can you read and write in French or, and English?
No.
Can you tell me what's your level of education? Have you been to school?
Fifth year of primary school.
Thank you.
The interpreter should avoid asking questions, should simply translate. That means 6 years of primary education. I said up to the sixth year of primary school. That is to say, she spent 6 years in primary school. She did 6 years of primary education. After the 6 years, did she write any certificate exam? No, she left school a long time ago and she has misplaced the document she brought from the school. Now, in Rwanda, when you spend 6 years in primary school, you don't have a certificate. What do you do to move to secondary school? You have a national examination. After how many years in primary school do you write the national exam? At the end of 6 years. So at the end of 6 years, she didn't write the certificate exam, the graduation exam. She wrote the exam. And after the national examination, she did not succeed to, she was unable to go to secondary school. Thank you for the clarification. I'll give the floor to Judge Aspergreen. Madam, could you please explain to me why you took the trouble to come here to Arusha to give evidence in this trial? When I learned that Kaisu had been transferred here to this tribunal, all those who knew that he had committed evil deeds in the Taba commune, we expressed the wish that he be transferred to us in Kigali, or if possible, that it should be brought so that it should be shown to us and shown to the people of Taba. I was happy to come and give evidence before this tribunal because I know all that he did. I saw what he did in the Taba commune. In fact, I witnessed some of his acts. I was able to get close to him. I talked to him directly, face to face. So I believe I am responsible coming to give evidence of his evil deeds in the Taba commune. In short, he was a bad leader in a time of crisis. Once I was asked if I did not reproach him for any of the criminal acts. But when somebody is leading killers, assassins, he's also a killer, he's also a murderer, an assassin. He was convening meetings here and there, chairing the meetings of the population. And he was preaching that the only enemy is the Tutsi who must be chased away. We were exterminated in his presence. Even if you go to the Taba commune, you will see that the situation is different from that of other communes with regard to killings. In the Taba commune, you would see that killings, there were fewer killings than in the Taba commune. The judge says that he didn't quite understand. Can you repeat that answer again, or the statement you made? If I compare the killings in my commune to killings in other neighboring communes, I would see that there was no other commune in which there were more killings than in the Taba commune. When we were escaping, we escaped to other communes. When we had the luck, we could have the luck of passing. But those, for example, who were running from other communes to Taba, they had no opportunity of escaping. Maybe escaping death. For example, I went through the Muzambira commune. I was able to go across that commune. I went to Muzambira commune. On arrival at Muzambira, I met an old woman who welcomed me, who gave me warm water, and she continued treating me. She put me in her house. She gave me something to eat and some garments to put on. In Muzambira commune, the burgomaster had given orders that no woman nor child should be killed. But in Taba commune, even mad people were killed simply because they were Tutsi. Thank you, madam. Counsel, you have the floor if you have something to add. I would like to ask the following question. From what date did killings begin effectively in Taba commune? I do not know the exact date. All I know is that after the crash of President Habyarimana's plane, the climate, the relations were tense. They started they started pushing us off when we tried to approach them to ask them anything. They answered us like wild people. When you see the behavior of your neighbors who start pushing you off, well, we started losing our mind. We no longer spent the night in our homes but outside, because the climate, the relationship between the neighbors were very bad. You would understand why I cannot remember the date when killings effectively started. The president's plane was shot down on 6 April 1994. Did killings begin immediately in Taba commune? The crash of the plane took place on 6 April 1994, but we learnt of this only on the 7th of April. Killings started immediately because when we were at home, we could hear gunshots. Approximately how many days thereafter did killings begin? Approximately 2 weeks after the crash of the plane. We first saw people who were coming from the Shurungi commune, who sought refuge in our commune, and they told us that the situation in their commune was very tense, and that their houses had been burnt down, that the situation was not at all good. The people of Runda also started escaping with their livestock. They sought refuge in Taba. Several of them were killed in the Taba commune because this is where they had sought refuge. Therefore, in our commune and the Kainzi commune, killings had not yet begun. When the population saw that the Tutsi were escaping, the poor climate became even worse and widespread. In short, we have never had peace since the death of Habyarimana until when we were exterminated. During the 2 weeks which preceded killings in Taba, were there no killings in neighboring communes?
In our commune, in Taba commune, and also in Kayenzi, the killings began that same day. When the killings began in Taba commune, they immediately exterminated all the people who were there, all in one day. And Taba commune had a large number of Tutsis. But today, The commune has been so ruined that it's full of ruins and destroyed buildings. You can't find a single survivor. You stated that in your family there are only three survivors. Who are these three survivors? No names, please, says the president. You can say it's my father, it's my mother, or my cousin, but no names. My little sister, my cousin, my little sister, my cousin, my female cousin, and myself. There are three of us. You said there are more persons killed in Taba than in the other communes. Do you know how many people were killed in communes like Runda, Shirungi, or Musasa, or perhaps Kayezi? The reason I said this is because when I consider what happened around me, I didn't see anyone who survived, while I had a lot of neighbors. And so sometimes I would find families that were not fortunate enough to have even a single person who escaped death. If I understand you correctly, this is a subjective and personal assessment. Well, for example, when I would see the family that I had, this was an entire village. But everyone was... No one is left. The young persons, the older persons, everyone is gone. Today, the Rwandan government is taking parcels of land and distributing these pieces of land to other people as if this is new land. This is not the question that we're asking the witness, says the president. Councilor Changai asked what enabled the witness to establish that there are more deaths in Taba commune than elsewhere during the killings of 1994. And as an example, he asked how many deaths there were in other communes. If she does not know, she need only say that she does not know, that it was simply an approximation, that's all. That would be the limit of her answer. The reason why I say this is because I was in Taba commune. I was there myself. I was a witness, an eyewitness of what happened. And I saw that it was an exaggeration of events there. All right, very well. That does not permit you to say that there are more deaths there. Maybe there are a lot of deaths in Taba, but that does not give you necessarily the authority to say that there are more deaths in Taba. Isn't that right? Asked the president. Well, yes, I admit that perhaps before the killings began in Taba, had the residents of Taba organized some sort of civilian defense? No one in Taba organized any sort of self-defense or civilian defense. Do you know if before the killings, whether or not the accused, Akayezu, defended any of the Tutsis in that region? I never saw him protect anyone. I only saw him doing killings. I saw killings. I never saw any protection taking place. If he had protected, then people would have escaped death. All right. Thank you, Witness JJ. Thank you for having been willing to come forward and testify before this tribunal. I understand it must not have been very easy for you, given all the trauma you've lived through. She's shown a great deal of tenacity and courage to come here before this tribunal. Therefore, she has our thanks and we wish her a good return. Prosecutor, Defense Counsel, we're now going to adjourn and begin again on Monday at 9:30 a.m., probably in the second floor. Therefore, now stands adjourned.